It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hilarious! Welcome tonight's guest. She's the vegan who's got a beef with everyone. Fox Business Network anchor, Dagan McDowell. When the press needs a right turn, he grabs the wheel. Right Turn Strategies President Chris Barron. He's burned more bridges than General Sherman. Outspoken Editor-in-Chief Chadwick Moore. Now, when this former cheerleader says 2, 4, 6, 8, it's me who she appreciates. Outnumbered co-host, Emily Campagno. They're on the lam because their party's a scam. Yeah, some Dems are running away from their party faster than Maxine Waters fleeing a coherent thought. According to Axios, the website, not my personal trainer. Although, how you doing, Axios? Anyway, ahead of next year's midterm, some Dems are distancing themselves from the Democrat label altogether. They're like citizens fleeing a mugger in a liberal city. In a Senate campaign ad, Democrat Tim Ryan of Ohio never mentions he's a Democrat. That's like me doing a whole episode of the show without acknowledging how sexy my face is. It's weird. They keep saying Republicans are as bad as the Civil War, but they're more ashamed of the alternative. And of course, you can't mention midterms without mentioning its biggest issue, which is the crime wave. While the defund the police crowd keeps chirping, crime continues to explode. Here's a guy smashing a glass bottle over a police officer's head. This guy was arrested for assaulting officers twice before, yet here he is walking around. And that's the problem. Not just crime, but the elimination of incarceration. The only thing that keeps you in jail these days is walking into an open door at the Capitol. And yet, apparently, everything's fine, right? Here's MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell putting the National Park shooting in context.
We are thankful to you and to Commissioner Conte and what the police are doing. And we know how safe and wonderful our city is. This is just a shocking way that it was displayed for the whole country to see in a place that has been improving in safety. But we do have over 100 homicides here already this year, and it is really of concern.
Absolutely.
There was absolutely no signs of life in anything she just said because she didn't believe it. So, yeah, in terms of safety, they're really killing it. But as a wise man once said, in times of trouble, leniency becomes a crime. And yes, that wise man was my masseuse, Sven. I had him deported for speaking to me during the rubdown. I don't care if he says smart things. I have some rules. Don't ruin the moment, Sven. You're a lawyer, or you claim to be one. How is this going to change? Because now we've married like this racial justice with team sport politics, so that there's no way hard left leaders are ever going to go back to a law and order kind of a mind frame.
I mean, I don't see how they can, given everything that we've seen thus far. They've come too far to circle back, right?
Right.
The median is now so far left, and that's why we're seeing rural Americans fleeing the Democrat Party, because those are the ones, normal, real Americans are the ones that think things like law and order are a good idea, that they shouldn't be taxed to death, that inflation rising is a hidden tax, that there should be border security, all of those things that aren't such wild concepts, but the Democrat Party has totally departed from. And the fact that this crime seems to be or is absolutely skyrocketing, but the party seems to be absolutely ignoring it. I don't know where that's going to go from here. I don't know what catastrophic event will have to happen for these guys to open their eyes. I think personally, because first of all, it's already happening, and frankly, the extinction of our children in all of these major cities. But also, I think that catastrophic event will be in the ballot box when these guys are all voted out of office, especially at the city council level, because this cannot keep going.
I have a theory, Chadwick,
yes,
that I mentioned on The Five earlier, that if we all decided to be pro-crime, then they would switch. the reason why they are so, like pretending this doesn't exist is that they don't want to be aligned with anybody like us.
Red hats that say, make New York the 70s again.
Yeah.
And wear those out.
Exactly.
Well, the society looks like we're moving towards is, like, Brazil,
right,
where you've got this mass underclass that is just left to fend for themselves,
right,
and then the elites that are protected with private security and guards. You know, that's where all this defend the police rhetoric goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think Democrats are fine with that society. I mean, those people remain in power.
It's where they're going. Don Lemon likes it because, you know, it's like he's still like he could still go to a restaurant at Sag Harbor, you know, yeah, because he doesn't. And everybody else has to fend for themselves. But they've got private security.
Yep.
They live in really, really, really protected areas. Chris, how can people belong to a party that not only hates you, but embraces people who hate you? I mean, that's...
Well, no, that's so that's a great thing. Like, this Tim Ryan ad, you know, yeah, they're trying to reach out to, like, rural Democrats. Like, here's the thing. I live on top of a mountain on the West Virginia-Virginia border. Mm-hmm. Rural Democrats don't exist anymore.
Mm.
And that's not because they turned their back on the Democratic Party.
Because you killed them.
It's because... No, it's because the Democratic Party not only doesn't care about rural America, they've demonized rural America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tim Ryan can spend all the money in the world chasing rural Democratic voters. It'll be the same thing that Republicans did for 20 years chasing Reagan Democrats.
Right.
The fact is, until there's a sea change in the Democratic Party and they stop demonizing rural America, there will not be a rural person who votes for their party.
Mm-hmm. The only sea change is people drowning in blood. How do you like that for an analogy? Dagan, you know what? You saw the guy hit a cop with a bottle? Right? I'm sure the left was more upset that that bottle wasn't recycled.
You're right, actually. So we've had this conversation before where I walk around New York City.
You get very angry. You get more angry than I do.
I've stopped keying cars that cut me off in the crosswalk. So I'm making progress in my anger management classes. But the Second Amendment doesn't exist here.
Yeah.
And just like in Virginia, my friend Cam Edwards lives in rural Southside Virginia, right near where I grew up. And he writes about gun laws. And he said there were these gun laws put in place in Virginia. And what they did was create non-violent criminals by those laws, but they're not fighting violent crime, to
right,
paraphrase what he said. So here in New York, Second Amendment doesn't exist, so I constantly think, how am I going to defend myself? I saw some nutbag on the street wearing a snowboard over his back when it was 95 degrees outside. And yeah, I thought, that guy is, no, he's not crazy. He's really smart, because you could really hurt somebody,
yeah,
do some damage. So I'm going to start carrying a leaf blower on my back and just walk around. In New York, I will be irritating and look insane. That's the only way that you can defend yourself.
That reminds me of Elon Musk selling flamethrowers. Because that was something, and people were actually buying them, remember that? I'm waiting for my permit to carry. It's been like a year. It's ridiculous.
So that is...
And I got death threats from Chris Barron.
Yeah, well.
That's not actually a flamethrower. It removes roof tar when you're re-roofing a building, so you can get them really easily, Greg.
There you go. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no moment for mirth. You're racist at birth. Hasbro has now been accused, allegedly, of promoting racial dogma on its employees. A whistleblower who came forward to Project Veritas says Hasbro is pushing critical race theory through toy packaging and training. Here he was on a show called Hannity.
The reason I oppose CRT so much is because CRT teaches people, and at Hasbro, they wanted to teach children to judge people based on race, and that's not something that I feel that Dr. Martin Luther King would have supported.
Now, because we were bored, we reached out to Hasbro for comment. They said, in part, Project Veritas report mischaracterizes Hasbro and our values. The reference session was not mandatory training. It was an optional webinar attended by a small group of employees. There's a word I hate. As always, the views expressed by external speakers are their own and do not reflect the views of the company. Translation, we invited these overpaid speakers so our enlightened diversity distracts activists from our evil binary toys. Meanwhile, a change.org petition making the rounds among academics is calling for a, quote, robust anti-racism plan for the geosciences. Yes, even rocks are racist. The petition theorizes Whereas a white geologist with a rock hammer will be seen as safe, a black geologist may be seen as a threat. This is confusing to most Americans who have never actually seen a rock hammer. But it's like they always say, if the only tool you have is a hammer, then everything becomes a nail, which is still no reason for me to hang out nude at Ace Hardware. But it's true, what I just said. I don't remember what I said, Emily, but it was true.
Something about being naked.
Yes.
I can't get it out of my head.
Everything, I mean, looking at a black geologist and assuming he's a mugger is something that a white leftist would put on somebody else. They are conflating a hammer with black crime. It's not, and no one else is doing this. It's them. It's the white leftists.
Totally, and I feel like this is the prime example of what is wrong with everything in academia right now, which is while the professors and the learned people in every subject are like worried about pronouns and worrying about what might happen, and this is why we have to change text and language, American children are like last in the entire galaxy for science scores and geology scores and the like. Like, if they're really worried about diversity in this field, then why don't we go back to school choice? Why don't we go back to quality public education? Why don't we go back to a lot of other things that might actually help that in a qualitative sense rather than some rando talking about this hypothetical?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, Dagan, you know, when I'm thinking about Hasbro and starting so young, could it be that instead of when a woman is giving birth, a pediatric surgeon? Who gives birth? Obstetrician?
OBGYN.
Too much in my brain. They're no longer going to say it's a boy or a girl. It's going to be, it's not racist, or it's racist. Oh, look, what is it? It's not racist. No, it looks like it's racist. Right?
Yeah, apparently identifying the gender of the baby is actually evil.
Yes, yes.
Right?
It's called a worker when it comes out.
It's a worker. It's a worker.
If you say it's a girl, well, you're assigning that gender.
Yeah.
It's not a girl. I went through a list of toys that I played with when I was a kid, and they were all really evil.
Yeah.
Lincoln Logs, just encouraging deforestation. Hungry, hungry hippos. Hippos don't need marbles. What about ants in the pants? Ugh. What is that about?
Yeah.
Like, I could go on for days about what kind of kink that brought on to my life. Oh, but apparently, I went through a list of, like, horrible toys from the past. There was a cap gun that you wore on your belt, and when you thrust your pelvis forward, it would fire caps. Maybe that wasn't real, but
I got a giggle
out of that.
You know, there's a few clubs downtown, the guys still wear that. By the way, Chris, this is a good point. I don't think I see cap guns anymore, right? Are those, gone?
Yeah, cap guns are... They're way gone. I mean, we're not even allowed to have a gun emoji anymore.
Right, that's
true. They got rid of the gun emoji, so, like, I mean, come on.
You can't even do this with your finger.
No.
This is considered threatening.
You can't do this either. Yeah.
Like, what if you do this and this?
And then, by the way,
no one's put that together yet. What happens? Your hand gets pregnant.
Do you know who loves that everything is racist?
Who?
The actual racist. The actual racist. Yeah, like, David Duke loves it. And like, whatever that weird racist that CNN keeps putting on. Like, they love it because they know the American people are going to tune out. And so actual racists know that this push by the left makes life easier for them.
Yeah, that's true. Chadwick, it's weird because, like, you know, when you watch... I don't know, under Trump, there was this opposition between this entire media landscape and Trump.
Yeah.
But this is not the case now in the sense that, like, it's not like Fox really cares about Joe Biden. Just like, you know, it's ineffectual. It's not even about a person. It's about this thing. It's like this weird thing that's all around us. And it has so many heads. And we're like going like, what the hell is going on? It's Hasbro. It's, you know, it's geologists. It's nuts.
Yeah, and then we had that. They miss him so much. They miss Trump so much.
I know.
We miss him so much, yeah. And then we had this beacon that was sort of standing against it.
Yeah.
Now he's gone, and I think you're right. That's what it feels like. You're like, what?
Yeah.
It's going on. And they're just talking to each other. They're not talking to us. And
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think I'm no longer, I'm going to boycott Hasbro.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. We're not good at boycotting.
No, I know. You know what? I'll probably just go buy more toys.
Yeah, maybe we need to demand that they condemn critical race theory.
Yes.
Will you condemn it if they're going to deny it? That would be a good approach.
Exactly. We are out of time. Thanks to Dakin McDowell, Chris Baer, Chadwick Moore, Emily Campagno, our studio audience. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
The power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.